Okay, here is read number one. For WRRD and WTTN, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. The Republican lame duck laws, meant to strip the powers of the Attorney General, are making it difficult for Josh Call to proceed with litigation on behalf of the state. Yesterday, Attorney General Call met with the legislature's Finance Committee, as required by the lame duck laws, to reveal details of a case he is seeking to settle. The Attorney General asked lawmakers to sign non-disclosure agreements, a request Republicans called a non-starter. Democrats said this is an example of an ill-crafted law that forces the Attorney General to choose between violating confidentiality rules or violating the lame duck law, requiring him to bring lawsuits to a committee that is subject to open government laws. You're listening to WRRD and WTTN, Wisconsin's Political Talk. Okay, here's read number two. For WRRD and WTTN, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Midwest Express Airlines continues to push forward with their return to the skies. The company announced today that they are planning to provide service from Milwaukee to Grand Rapids, Omaha, and Cincinnati. And Senator Ron Johnson has been denied a visa to visit Russia with other lawmakers. Johnson, who is chairman of the Senate Homeland Security Committee, suggested the denial was in response to bills he sponsored that aim to hold Russia accountable for its aggression in Ukraine. Johnson has defended Russia in the past, saying the response to Russia for interfering in the U.S. presidential election was blown, quote, way out of proportion. Forecast for Milwaukee and Madison tonight, mostly clear with lows in the mid-50s. You're listening to WRRD and WTTN. Okay, here's read number three. For WRRD and WTTN, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Congressman Sean Duffy says he's leaving Congress in September. Duffy, who has represented Wisconsin's 7th congressional district since 2011, said he wants to spend more time with his family. The 7th congressional district includes about 20 counties in the northwestern and north central part of the state. Duffy is 47 and a former reality show contestant. A special election will be called to fill the open seat. Forecast for Milwaukee and Madison. Tonight, mostly clear with lows in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a chance of rain in the afternoon and highs in the low 80s. You're listening to WRRD and WTTN. Okay, here's read number four. For WRRD and WTTN, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. A new report shows that the state of Wisconsin took in over $75 million more than expected in the most recent fiscal year. The additional money gives the state a slightly bigger cushion in case an economic downturn reduces future revenue. And you can ride your bike through the zoo and help raise money for the zoo next Sunday. It's the annual Ride on the Wild Side fundraiser for the Milwaukee County Zoo, Sunday, September 8th. There will be a 2.5-mile critter caravan for the kiddies and longer 10, 17, and 27-mile routes for adults. For more information, you can go to zoosociety.org/events. You're listening to WRRD and WTTN, Wisconsin's Political Talk.